Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Say What podcast. My name is Hannah, and I have my best friend in the world here with me. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you.
I'm so excited you're here.
Yes, I'm so excited to be back.
This is your first time being on the podcast since I've relaunched the new era.
Yes.
And your first time being here since we've recorded, and yes, we're on YouTube now.
I know.
We had to, like, talk about our outfits.
We did, because a little fun fact about me, which I feel like I actually may have shared this on the pod before.
There's
for
potential.
Some reason.
There's potential.
Something about me, I cannot stand red and green together outside of the Christmas season.
Right.
And we've both been wearing lots of red and lots of green because those are the it girly colors this season. So I did have to make sure. I'm like, are you wearing red? Are you wearing green? Are you wearing neither? Because I couldn't have us sitting here looking like Christmas.
Absolutely.
Or else I
not.
Just would have been distracted.
And there was a high chance I was wearing red. I did wear red last week, so that's why I didn't wear it today. But there was a high chance that I could have been wearing red. So good call. Good call making sure that we're
can never be too safe
can
from
never
the Christmas
be
color.
Too safe. No, no, you cannot. So since it's been a while, catch us up. I mean, the podcast listeners know what's happening in your life because I feel like I tell them what's happening in your life. But catch us up. What's new?
Yes.
What's been happening?
Well, since we last spoke, I, like Hannah, moved across the country.
Yep.
Started a new job.
Yep.
Unlike Hannah, had a literal child.
Yes.
So I'm a mom now. This is my first time on the pod as a mom.
Yes. Conrad is the light of my life. I literally talked about him last episode. Like, he's the best.
He is the best. He is 5 months old now and just started eating real food, which is,
I can't believe it,
like, so sweet and so sad all the same time.
He thinks that he's like a year and a half old. Not gonna lie.
He really does. He's really also the size of a year and a half old.
He is larger than Tate.
He is truly ginormous.
Yes.
So all that going on, and one very, very new thing, very recently new thing. The podcast listeners will be so excited to hear that Thomas and I are the new latest coworkers again.
I'm so excited.
As of 2 o'clock today, I ended the job that I was currently working since we moved to North Carolina, and tomorrow, or I guess effective now, but really effective tomorrow, I am going to be on staff at Kings Park.
Yes, we're so excited.
Yes, thank you. Gosh. I'm so excited too. And I'm going to be their communications coordinator, which is a little bit different from what I was doing before in ministry, because, you know, I was living that kids ministry life.
Yes.
But so we're switching up, doing something different. But since Thomas is the technical director, we're going to be doing a lot of work side by side, which will be great because we can help each other out a lot since we've worked together before.
Absolutely. So this will be their third time on staff at a church together.
Three times the charm.
I was telling one of our pastors that on Sunday, and he's like, well, I hope this is the last. And I was like, oh, same.
Honestly, same.
That's the goal, is that we don't want to move again. Like,
yes,
that's the goal.
We were hoping for like one and done.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are on number three.
Yeah. But it's fine. But I am just so excited for them to be on staff together again, like to have our families at the same church again, and to just like, it just opens up so much more for you guys to be working together.
Yes.
Like, the more flexible schedule is so nice.
Definitely.
Like, I'm just really excited. So,
yes.
It feels like all is right in the world again.
Yes, our whole family back together again.
I know.
We were all the same church for Easter this year, which just felt right because we've been at the same church for Easter for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
So, you
sounds
know.
Great. It was
how
great.
To do it. Yeah.
How's being a mom? That's like a loaded question.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how do you even answer that question?
So many things. All the things. It's amazing. It's fantastic. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Yes.
Conrad is the best person I know. I feel like I've known him for a million years, even though he's only been alive for five months.
It literally feels like they're like, you have known them forever. Like, I feel that way about Tate a lot. I'm like, I know exactly what you want, when you want it. I know it before you want it.
Mm-hmm,
like, you're just a part of me, and I know your whole personality. Like, it's just, you know them.
Yes.
And then there's so many things we don't know about them, but it feels like you've known them forever. Like, for real. Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, like, there has to be an element of that, like, he is literally part of me.
Right,
like, he is his own person, but also like, I made him. So is he really?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I'm obsessed with him. He's great. I am, you know, I feel very, very fortunate, very blessed. I feel like Conrad is about as good of a baby as you can get.
Yes.
He's a great
chill.
Eater, great sleeper. He is very chill.
Would you like to brag to people about his sleep?
Brag to the people about his sleep.
Yes.
You know, I try not to talk about it too much in front of Hannah because
it's fine. I've worked through it.
It's a little bit of a sensitive topic.
It's fine.
Yeah, Conrad.
No, I would No, sorry, go ahead. I'll say what I'm going to say after
okay.
this.
Conrad has been sleeping like 12 hours a night since he was about 2 months old.
Yep.
And his 4 month sleep regression was about 3 days long.
Yep.
And then he went back to sleeping 12 hours a night.
And he sleeps all night long and sleeps like an angel, and it's perfect.
And I'm going to knock on wood because every time I talk about how well he sleeps, I feel like it's just going to immediately change.
No,
tonight,
100%. So. I was telling, maybe it was Thomas or somebody the other day about Conrad's sleep. I don't remember who I was talking to. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I don't want anyone to ever go through what me and Thomas went through, facts. But especially you guys, because with your work schedule before you quit your job, sure. She was getting up at like 5 a.m. every day.
Yes.
And I was like, if Conrad was up like every hour and then she had to get up at 5, like mm-hmm. your life would have been over. Like there is no way that you could have like done life
survived.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. There's no way. So yeah. I had the luxury of my job. I could work whenever I wanted. Mm-hmm. And so if I needed extra sleep, I could. Your job wasn't like that. So there's no way that like you guys would have survived that. So
before I gave birth, I was talking with some friends about like, how's this going to work with you? Like working full time and like caregiving full time. Cause as of now, we don't have any childcare for Conrad. I am his like sole caregiver all day until Corbin gets home from work. And so I'm like working 48 hours a week and have him home with me. And they're like, how's that going to work? And I said, you know, the Lord knows that
thoughts and prayers.
I can't quit my job and be a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
I've got to work full-time. And so I'm just believing that he's going to give us a baby that we'll be able to roll with that.
And
so
he did.
That has been true. Yes. So I'm very, very grateful.
Yes. So grateful.
All that being said, of course, being a mom is, well, maybe not of course, but I feel like, of course, being a mom is also one of the hardest things I've ever done because mm-hmm. you, from the moment you, well, really get pregnant, but definitely once you push a baby out, you don't ever get to clock out of being a parent.
Never.
Don't ever get a break, even if they're, you know, in another room or in another place.
You got that monitor. You're like,
yes,
you got the
monitor. You've got your phone on
you.
You
got the ears. You just hear. You just will always hear what's happening.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I can never just like fully separate my mind from like thinking about him at all times. So, you know, that's like a very new mm-hmm. and interesting thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like, of course, I knew that going into motherhood. It's like, obviously, like once you become a mom, you're like, you're always a mom.
Right.
But it's not like, you know, that's how the same thing, like you get married, like once you become a wife, like you're always a wife. Or like once
you
can, like, do this,
leave
this.
And not think about your
sure.
spouse.
But
like,
it's
we're
not
hanging
the
out,
same.
Like Thomas is
it's
out.
It's
not like,
the same.
I'm out of sight. I'm
absolutely.
Like,
I'm like, I'm always thinking about Conrad in like some form or fashion.
Right.
But.
Right. No, like, as we're recording this podcast, and like, I wonder if Thomas and Tate are outside. Like,
I know
what they're doing.
I know
how Conrad's sleep
is
happening
like,
on
is
your
he
mom.
Still napping?
Right.
Yeah, he was contact napping on my mom when I left. I'm so thankful my mom came to town. My parents came to town for Easter, and then my mom stayed this week too.
Yes.
Kind of helping the transition
she's
onto
the best
a new
grandma.
Job. She is.
She's so good.
Yeah, she's the best little Maji.
She
Conrad's
has,
obsessed
like,
with her.
The magic touch of all babies.
Yes.
Like, literally, the first time Tate met her, he just like nuzzled into her arms like he's known her his whole life. It was the sweetest thing. I could not believe it. It was so precious.
Yeah. She's like made to be a grandmother.
Yes,
I've been saying this and
grandmother.
She is definitely living up to it. She's having so much fun with him and
absolutely.
He loves her.
Yes.
He's like, she's like Miss Rachel to like the 10th degree. Like I can't even explain it. She's so fun.
Yeah.
She like sings all the songs. I was working today and she had him in the kitchen and they were putting up like the dishes out of the dishwasher and she was like telling him what each thing was and like talking to him about it. And she was like, this is a spatula. I don't know why it's called that. Maybe because like spoon and then atchula. It's because it's coming at you. I don't know.
Just stop.
So it's like she just narrates everything and makes it so fun.
I never think to say that, but she's over here like spat. Like that's just who she is. That's just truly who she is. She just
so
is
great.
So animated in that way, and it's like it's truly the best.
Yeah.
But no, thinking about your child all the time. Like I really don't know that there's any other job or like status in life where you think about them 100% of the time. Like you never cut it off except for being a parent. And so it's definitely like. It's difficult in that aspect for sure.
It is.
It's always like, I'm doing one thing, but should I be doing this or should I be doing that? Like this afternoon, Tate was just in the best mood today and he was like playing on his slide and just laughing. And I kept trying to work. And anytime I'd be on my computer working, he would literally stand on his slide and just scream at me until I looked at him. And then
as
I looked at him and then he slid down the slide and came over and closed my laptop and just kept closing my laptop. And I'm like, why am I supposed to do anything else?
Like all, of course, all we want to do is play with you all day long.
I know.
But also,
we have
mom's
got to
work.
Yeah, we have bills. Yeah, and we enjoy doing
just
other
girly
things. Just girly things. Yeah, no, it's hard for sure.
It
but
is.
It's fun.
Yeah, but I'm extremely grateful. I'm loving it. Figuring it out. You know, yeah, I'm just probably going to be figuring out every day until I'm dead.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Because like every day, if you think you've got it figured out, then they're like going to be on to something new and on to the next thing.
Totally,
so,
totally.
You know.
On to something new, always like finding out. Yeah, no, it's a constant thing. So I feel like I could talk about being a mom all day long.
Yeah.
There's so many things that you just aren't prepared for. And I also don't feel old enough to be a mom.
Oh, absolutely
but
not.
I'm literally 27. No, 28. No, I'm 27. Yeah.
You're 27.
I'm 27. I couldn't tell you how old I am. And I still feel like I'm 17 being a mom. Mm-hmm. But then again, if I was 17, I couldn't imagine being a mom.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so life has been good. Life's been, I mean, 3 million things have changed since we last spoke, but it's good. It's really sweet. You know, we haven't gotten a chance to talk about this because we haven't been on the pod, but so thankful that we're just like doing life together and moved across the country together again.
I know, again, here
and,
we are again.
You know,
we literally put all of our stuff in one U-Haul. Every time I tell somebody that story that like we literally moved across the country and took my two bed, two bath apartment, y'all's one bed, one bath apartment, but they were the square footage were the same size. So basically two bedroom apartments, put them in one U-Haul and drove across the country. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, what?
A cat, a dog. A snake.
Yeah. Is like, how did you guys fit that? And like, Anna had all of Tate's things. And so it was like, how did you guys fit like everything in your U-Haul? I'm like, couldn't tell you. The boys literally did it and then stuffed everything into our cars. I was like, I had a 5-7 month old and you were very pregnant. I was like, so we didn't do anything. Well, I mean, that's not true. We packed a lot, but we didn't do any of the like packing into
into the U-Haul.
But
no,
very crazy that we literally moved across country and just like picked North Carolina. We're like, I know. Let's go.
I'm like, who does this?
I know.
I'm like, are there any other people who just like moved across the country with their friends and then moved across the country with their friends again?
I don't know, but
I'm
if
like,
there
give
is,
me one other person.
Sound
we
off
should
in
be
the comments
yeah.
because I need to know if you've done that before. And if you haven't, highly recommend. Highly recommend.
10.
Something I think that we're really good at is like, yes, a move across country is a big deal. Twice is a big deal, but we're also like, okay, if we move there and things don't work out, we're just gonna go do something else.
Yeah,
you know,
now
like,
it's no big deal.
Now it's no big deal, you know? I mean, it is a big deal and it's so expensive, but I think I just have the mindset of like, it doesn't have to be forever, you know? Like, we can decide what we wanna do and do something different and like, that's okay. So,
definitely. I think once you've done a big move once, not only does moving again not seem like such a big deal, pretty much like anything doesn't seem like such a big deal. I'm like, if we can move 24 hours away and move 20 hours back closer where we were.
Yeah.
With said cat, snake, dog,
baby,
pregnant.
Yeah. Husbands.
Husbands.
Right. They
you know,
came to.
All the things. Then I kind of feel like we can
do anything. I really do feel that way. I feel a little bit delusional. Like, we can do anything. And I'm also like, the Lord's got it. Like, the Lord's going to figure it out.
We're also just planning on winning the lottery and getting to do whatever we want to do.
You know, have we played the lottery? How many times?
Once.
One time. And let me tell you, the way we thought we were going to win, you guys, the way that we were convinced that we were going to win this lottery, like it was our anniversary. Me and Thomas went and got the ticket because he's really lucky. Like Thomas is really, really lucky. Like every time we play Yahtzee, he is just like getting Yahtzee every time. Like it's really crazy how lucky he is. And so I was like, we have to play the lottery. Caroline has always like talked about what she's going to do with her lottery money. Yet has never
have
played
never
lottery.
Personally played the lottery one single time in my
but
entire
has
life.
A plan and is just waiting for it to happen. And so I was like, you know what? Let's take action. Let's stop just waiting for our life to change and make our life change, you know? And so I was like, we're going to get that lottery ticket. We go get the lottery ticket. We come back home after our, you know, date night. The boys are in bed and we're like, guys, we got a lottery ticket.
The boys meaning the children, not the husbands.
That's true. That's true. The boys, the husbands were not in bed, but the children were in bed. And we were like, guys, we're going to win. And I just like felt it in my soul that we were going to win. Like I was literally praying. I was like, Lord, if we win this, here's what we will do with the money. Mm-hmm. We figured out an entire plan.
An entire plan.
And
it's
so
like an
much
hour and
of
half
it.
Being
yeah.
like, okay, what's the first thing we're going to do once we win the lottery tonight?
Yes. Yeah,
and,
tonight.
And of course, Hannah and Thomas were the ones playing the lottery, but this is also a we.
Right.
What are we going to do?
Right.
Because we're also involved.
Right, right. And so we literally had a whole plan. I was like, Lord, if we win this lottery, do you know how much money we're going to be giving to local churches? Mm-hmm. Like, we are going to change lives with this money because we're actually good people. And then we did not win. So and maybe we didn't win because maybe playing the lottery is a sin. Not really sure. Really not sure. But, you know.
Honestly, playing the lottery has paid for a lot of my scholarship to go to college.
Yes,
so,
that's too true.
You know, so, I'm going to be grateful for that blessing.
But we did not win. But maybe one day we'll win.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, we can still get our houses with my genius idea our houses are going to have basements that connect.
Yep.
And so we can either walk out the front door and go to each other's houses, or you can go downstairs and go into our connecting basement.
Yes. So. It just makes everything so much easier. Once you've lived across from your best friend, it's like, why would you ever live farther? Like right now it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's
10 that's minutes the worst. Way too that's far. So dumb. The stupidest decision we ever made.
I did have a dream the other night that they like put a bunch of new townhouses over here, and fantastic. You guys are able to get one.
Okay, great.
So love that.
We're well, just gonna we need that to happen in the next
four
yep,
people
4 months. Yep, great. Like awesome. They build things really fast these days.
Yeah, they I believe truly it. Do. It can happen. I believe it. Oh man. Well, one thing that I've been doing on the podcast has been sharing one thing that I've been loving, yes. and so I'll start. I'll give you a second to yes. think about yours. One please. Thing I have been loving. I cannot believe I have not told you guys about this yet. This ooh. Is so random. Are my bed sheets. So I got these bed sheets off Amazon. I am so like,
shout out Nicole.
Yeah. Shout out to Nicole. I am so not like a, I'm going to go buy something like this online person. I want to touch it. I want to feel it. I need to see the texture. Like there's a lot of things I don't like to buy online, but bed sheets is definitely one of them. And my friend Nicole was like, oh my God, these bed sheets are only like $50 and they're like the best quality bed sheets. I can't believe how good they are. Like they feel like butter. And I was like, no way. And she's like, no, you have to believe me. And I needed some bed sheets. And so I took the risk and I ordered them. And you guys, they are like butter. I am so obsessed with them. Like, I cannot explain. They get softer and softer every wash. Like the first wash I got in bed and I was like, I don't know if these are as soft as how they felt like pre-wash. And then I washed them the second time and they were even softer. And I just could not believe it. And they're like $50. Like, I mean, super affordable for bed sheets. And I'm just obsessed with them. And so I will link them in the episode notes because if you're looking for bed sheets, you need them. And I am a huge skeptic when it comes to ordering stuff like that online. Like I've thought about like, should I try to become a Brooklinen girly or a Cozy Earth girly? But those are so expensive. And if they're not good, then like, I don't want to spend a lot of money. But these are fantastic.
Well, so I feel like that's tricky too with bed sheets because it's not like you can sleep on it for a week and if you don't like it, send it back. Like, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't take them back if you like slept on them and like washed them and all that stuff. So it's like either got to stick with it or no.
Truly. Something I've been loving. Amazing. What about you?
I have been loving just like, I feel like the cool girly fashion lately has been so fun attainable. Yeah. For the average girly, absolutely. You know what I mean? Because I like to think that I'm a cool girly.
You are. No, but you really are.
I'm also like very much an average girly. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the whole like baggy pants, like boxer shorts, like a little bow in the hair.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like all of these things have been just like perfectly cool girl, but also very compatible with the mom life.
Yes.
And like the working girl life. Absolutely. Because I don't feel like I have to go out and buy a million new expensive things.
Right.
I feel like these things are things I can find like thrift or like source very easily.
Right. I also feel like I have a lot of it in my closet and definitely. I may not have put the just outfit like together until like this gave me some inspo. Yeah.
But like some boxer shorts, some sneakers, a tank top, a denim jacket.
That's all
and like
you
a
need.
Slick back bun and some gold hoops. I'm like,
love it.
Wow, this is all it takes to be cool girly right now. Fantastic. Like, I can absolutely do that with minimal effort. So I've just been absolutely loving that vibe.
Yes.
And, you know, summer's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically just don't care for summer. Don't care for summer fashion. Yeah.
You're
I never
not a
know what
girly.
To do. I'm not a summer girly. No. I'm a fall and winter girly.
Yeah.
But the whole like shorts, tank tops, swimsuits is just always like a nightmare. Like having to shave my legs constantly.
Yeah,
I'm like,
fun.
Absolutely not. And like, I don't really tan, mostly because I'm never outside.
Yeah.
But also because I'm just a pale person.
Yep.
So summer just not really super agree with me, but I'm feeling more confident about this fashion.
Yes.
What's in right now. Yes. I'm like, okay, I feel like so I can actually navigate summer and not just be miserable.
Yeah, no. And the pants that you got the other day from Amazon, I have them in my cart right now.
Oh, fantastic.
When I first put them in my cart, they were like $12 and now they're up to $19.
Oh,
and so I'm just waiting for them to drop
again. Those like lightning deals.
Yeah. I'm waiting for them to drop again to $19 or to $12 and then I'm going to get them. They're like men's pajama pants, but they don't look like pajama pants. Like, and if they do, it's
they're
fine.
So cute.
But it's just a style.
Yeah.
I will say I did come downstairs on Saturday wearing this kind of style-esque and my husband and my father asked me if I was changing clothes or if I was still in my pajamas. And I was offended. I was like,
the boys
this
don't
is
get
so
it.
Rude. You guys don't
this is
it.
For the girls.
I was like, this is style. And I literally was like, Caroline will like this outfit.
Absolutely.
And she did. Yes. I told her, I was like, this is what just happened to me. And she was like, no, this looks
that's
good.
That's another thing. The cool girl fashion right now, it is truly for the girlies.
It is for the
not
girlies.
For the boys.
No.
We're dressing cool, comfortable for the summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
No, it's great. No, I love it too.
Love it.
It's fun. Well, should we read these stories?
Let's do it.
Okay. So,
I'm so excited.
This episode, I decided to read some of your guys' sex stories that you sent in because sex is literally so far from what the movies say. It, you know, the movies, just the internet, like, unfortunately, the porn industry has just made sex look so perfect and sexy all the time. They don't include things like or female orgasms, number one. And if they do, it's like simultaneous. That never happens. They don't include things like queefs. They don't include things like your dog jumping up on the bed. Like, they just don't include things that happen when you have sex. And so we are going to be sharing those because we just need to. And they're going to be really funny. I have tried not to, like, read these intently beforehand because I want to get, like, our real reaction. I did have to, like, skim them, obviously. But we're just going to go back and forth reading some stories and just laugh and know that, like, you're not alone if something funny has happened to you while having sex because it happens.
Yes.
It happens. Let's read the first one. Oh, I breastfed my son, and it was the first time having sex after giving birth. When I started to feel my orgasm coming, my breast decided to squirt milk all over my husband's face. We both died laughing. I either wore pads or held them when I felt it coming afterwards.
Honestly, this has I'm too close to home. I'm terrified.
Too close to home. I know. This has not happened to me, but I have told my husband that, wow, like, my boobs off limits when we're having sex. Because,
absolutely,
like, there is milk coming out, and we just cannot risk it. That is absolutely hilarious that it squirt all over her husband's face.
Not just a milk fountain.
Not a milk fountain. Like, like, what a way for your moment to just be, like, taken away. Like, your first time, you're like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to have sex again.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be awesome. And then it's, like, the milk everywhere, just reminding you that, like, you're a mother.
You're a mom now.
You're a mom now.
Your boobs are not your own. Like you're saying, there's not a moment that you can go that where you're not reminded of that.
Not reminded of that. It's your body is like, here you go. I am here. Here's the milk.
Wow.
And it's also like, what a waste of the milk. That wasn't going anywhere.
Oh my goodness. What a good point.
Yeah. What a waste. That milk is like gold.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want that to be go to waste. What are you supposed to do with it? Which is squirting everywhere.
Strap on your hawk of ladybugs.
That's
next
so
time.
True. Just put those ladybugs right on and get
catch
to it.
Catch that letdown.
You gotta catch that letdown. That's a great point. You know, as a mom, we don't have a lot of time on our hands, right? So that multitask. Collect your
gotta
milk and have sex. Love it. That is absolutely hysterical.
Wow.
I have told my husband, and like, boobs off limits when we're having sex. Like, that you cannot touch them because milk will come out, and I'm not trying to do that. So
not a sexual organ for you know, at least the first year after.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Dang.
Yeah. That's funny.
All right, I've got one over here.
Okay.
My parents were upstairs and definitely wait. I think this is a classic two-parter. Yes. Let me start over.
Okay.
I screamed. Wait.
Oh my god.
Hang on. Wait. Let me find the beginning.
Okay. We really tried to be.
These were not numbered, so I just want to say, help a girl out and number them.
I know.
All right. Let me find where we start. Okay. Here we go. I was getting on top, and I just kept going and fell off. So mounting and just didn't stop. Just kept going to the other side.
Oh my god.
And I screamed and landed on the tiles and hit my head on the bedside table, knocking a picture frame off.
Oh my god. This is his.
And my parents were upstairs and definitely heard the frame crash and me screaming.
Oh my gosh. I have so many questions.
Truly traumatizing. Everything involved.
Like, what do you tell your parents about the broken picture frame? How do you tell your parents that the picture frame is broken?
You know, you tell them anything. You tell them anything but the truth, honestly.
Anything but the truth. What do you do about the bruises on your leg from you falling off the bed? Like, what when your parents say, oh, that bruise on your knee, what happened? What do you say?
You know, you say, I'm a girly, and I have random
bruises.
And I don't know.
That's just part of being a girl, don't you know? We just have random bruises.
Wow. I mean, that just kept rolling.
I never knew what was coming next.
I know. Wow.
There's nothing worse than like your parents knowing that you've had sex.
Uh-huh.
Like they know it, but like we don't talk about it.
Yes.
Like you just don't. Like my parents definitely cannot.
Also,
not listen
I
to this
just
podcast.
Feel like kudos to you for the momentum that you must have had as you were mounting.
That's
because
so true.
You were really putting your all into it.
I do not have that much
and
energy.
I
ever,
gotta shout you out for
and
that.
I love that. Like I need whatever energy you have in my life.
Also, I hope you're okay. I hope you didn't have a severe head injury.
I love that you're. That speaking of the energy, I'm like a lot of times I'm just like laying there, so I'm like my husband couldn't imagine.
Gotta rest when you can. You know.
Again, we're mothers. We are tired. We just lay there sometimes,
wow,
and it's fine. That is too good.
That is.
That just kept going. I was truly not prepared for that. That is crazy.
Man.
Someone said, it's really not crazy, but my husband farting during sex just always make both of us laugh.
Absolutely. That's definitely happened to me.
I am going to be honest. I don't know if like farting when a sound has been made has ever happened to me, but I'm sure my husband has farted
silent,
or myself
deadly.
Has farted silent, but not that I can like vividly remember. I know there's multiple times when I do have to fart and I'm like, I'm holding this in. I just can't.
Clenching with
like
everything inside
literally
you.
Everything inside me. But I'm like, I don't know if we've had a verbal one, but no, that is always funny. Like
yeah.
Your body just like makes noises.
No, we've definitely had farts in the bedroom before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because we don't really rein them in ever.
No.
And so
that one thing about Carolina Corbin is they never rein in their farts. Corbin's favorite thing is farting out loud all the time, regardless of who's around.
It's true. And it's gotten us into probably like a bad habit. Like,
yeah.
Like maybe we should not fart when we're having sex, but we're so used to like not holding it in.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, here it is.
Yeah.
Just put it out there.
No, just put it out there. That's how I am with yawning sometimes, which is totally off subject. But like when I'm in church, I'll catch myself yawning, not because my pastor's boring. He's great. But I'm just, again, a mother.
It's an early morning.
I'm so tired.
Yes.
And I'll just catch myself like, I mean, mouth wide open, as obvious can be. And then I'm like, oh my God, I have to cover my mouth. Like that is so embarrassing. Like I sit in the back because of Tate. And so like, I don't, but if I was up front, I'd feel like I'd have to go to apologize. And then like, listen, this was not you. This is me. It's not you.
You know, things happen.
Things happen.
Man.
Yeah. It's too good.
All right. Let's see. Let me make sure this isn't a multiple part one before I get started. Okay. I think this is a solo one.
Awesome.
We were doing doggy style and he pulled my hair a little too hard and it pulled a muscle in my neck.
It pulled a muscle? Ow.
You know.
How do you explain that to anybody? Literally.
Literally anyone.
You go to work the next day and you're like, oh my God, my neck hurts. And they're like, why? Or you don't even say anything.
Or you like, have to go to the doctor.
Right.
And you like don't want to lie to your doctor because like they need to be able to help you.
The things that doctors have heard are probably insane.
Sure.
That's probably like the least of like the story that they get.
Honestly.
But dang, I hope your neck is okay.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's too good though. That's too
hey,
good.
You know, it sounds like you were both really giving it your all. So again,
yes.
Kudos to you.
Kudos to you. Yeah. These people really
put their, paint.
Put their
yeah.
all into it.
I love to hear it.
Notes.
I love to hear it.
I'm like, man, I need to take some notes. Another parents one.
Oh, fantastic.
Spending the week visiting my parents, couldn't take not having sex anymore. Props to you.
You know?
Again, props to you guys.
It. This
go
is great.
For it. I will keep that you once
it.
A week. Couldn't take not having sex anymore. So we start messing around under the sheets. And as soon as we're both naked and ready to get busy, my 10-year-old brother barges in asking me to play with him.
No.
Not you traumatizing your brother. He's so pure. He just wants to play.
Also, y'all locked that door.
Yeah, why is your door
I'm like
locked?
All about some hometown hooligans, but
hometown hooligans.
Gotta lock
that's
that door.
It's gotta be the name of the episode. Hometown hooligans. Oh my gosh! Wow, your poor brother.
Well, I honestly need you to write back in and tell us how you got out of that.
Yes, like, I need to know. Like, what did you explain?
Because
if you were both naked, like, what did you do? Were you like, oh my gosh, I'll play with you in a minute. Go away.
Yep.
Like, he probably knows. Like, I wonder if y'all talk about that in like 20 years. Like,
oh,
if
man.
He like understood what was going on.
Yeah, that's
I don't
a good
know.
Question.
Traumatized your 10-year-old brother.
All right, let's see. doing doggy style and headbutted the crap out of my man and instant nosebleed.
Nosebleed, not the nosebleed. Oh my gosh.
You know, nothing ruins the mood like a nose gushing
like
blood.
Like a nosebleed.
For any reason.
Also, these are so violent.
Where's blood in
I need
general?
You guys to calm down. Like
know.
The falling off the bed, the nosebleed, the neck muscle being pulled. This is like so
also
violent.
The athleticism. Because I just like had to just like be like, okay,
right.
How could you be headbutt? I'm like, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
the athleticism.
You guys are so
again,
athletic.
Kudos to you.
So much energy. Again,
yes.
I just lay there. Like, I don't. You guys
I feel like
need
we need
chill.
To be getting accidental injuries more.
I know. Apparently.
I feel like we're doing something wrong.
I am pretty injured. So I really need
this
to have
is true.
Any
this
more
is true.
Injuries.
We don't need any more intentional
we
injuries.
We don't need
this
any
is
more injuries
straight backs.
With my body. But before we recorded this podcast, my husband did say break a leg, and I looked at him with death in my eyes. So
trauma.
I was like,
it's too soon.
We cannot
it's
say
too
that.
Soon for that.
We cannot say that. Next one. Oh, this ends with I've never been so embarrassed. Can't wait to read.
Fantastic.
I was actively losing my virginity in college
okay.
in the good old dorm room with my boyfriend.
Classic.
Classic. We had this door locked, but We had his door locked, but somehow his roommates and a few random fraternity brothers unlocked it without noticing busted in playing instruments and singing. He fell on top of me and covered us up so fast. I've never been so embarrassed. All I have to say is I feel like the fraternity brothers had to know what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Like, why do they have instruments? Do they have instruments and sing? I mean, I guess you're in a sorority. Is that like common thing? People just bust in with, you know, instruments and singing?
So I never lived in the house and obviously never lived in a frat house, but I did live next door to some frat boys who I was really good friends with.
Okay.
And
does this sound like stuff they would do?
I do feel like bursting into somebody's room playing instruments could definitely happen.
Yeah.
But also, they all knew when, like, something was going down in one of the rooms, right. So they absolutely knew what was happening.
Right.
This was definitely intentional.
I feel like this is definitely intentional.
Especially if the door was locked, and they managed to get in anyway.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. And I love that this was the moment that you were losing your virginity.
Yes.
Like, what a memorable special experience. Sacred moment. Instruments. You know, they're just trying to give you guys some nice music.
Absolutely.
Know, they were like, they need to really spice this up.
Set the mood.
Really set the mood.
But also, we have to shout out this king who immediately covered you and tried to, you know, shield you and protect you from the brethren busting down the door.
Truly, thank God.
Dog managed to open the door, jumped on the bed, and licked my butt. The rude was ruined.
Oh, my God.
I feel like someone in this room has a very similar story.
Yes, I do. I'm not going to lie. I said, Thomas, can I share our story? And he's like, that's kind of weird, right? And I was like, honestly, it was an accident. Like, our dog has licked body parts of us during sex. And it was an accident. And the second we realized what was happening, we kicked our dog out of the room. But it's either, like, Theo just, like, barked at the door the whole time, or just let him lay in the bed. Anyway, so I am telling that story. And Thomas did say, he's like, I think we've shared this before. And
I think you have.
I was like, I could write in that it was somebody else's story. But I didn't
have a friend.
Do that. Yeah. Yeah, no, those animals really they just get in the way sometimes.
Definitely.
You just gotta kick them out.
We don't have a dog, but we do have a cat. Mm. And
Momo.
Yes, Momo.
His name is Tate,
affectionately started calling him.
Yes.
And he just cannot be bothered to move ever. And
Never.
So he's just actively, or not actively, very passively,
very
just
passively.
Laid on the bed
yep.
the whole time.
He's like, I will not get up from this
like,
spot.
Like, can't be bothered.
No.
Like,
he doesn't care.
Doesn't engage or interact at all, but he's just there.
Yeah.
And we also have a pet snake who lives directly across from our bed, so.
He gets the show.
Making eye contact with a snake.
Uh-huh.
Just really not what you'd expect.
No, it's not the vibe, but you know, it's real snake.
It
like,
is.
We're being very, like,
a
literal.
Very real, what is he, a northern pine?
I think
snake?
He's a northern pine.
Yeah.
People always ask me what type, and I'm like, you guys have told me 15,000 times. It's not, it can't stick in my
Pretty
brain.
Pretty sure he's a northern pine.
I think he's a northern
snake.
Pine, though.
Name Mufasa. You know?
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with us always.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yep. It's too funny. Had the TV on while doing doggy and Bob's Burgers was on. One of the characters made a joke and I laughed during sex.
Hey.
I love it.
We've all been there if the TV's on.
Yes. If the TV's on, like, that was good.
I'm like, I'm a girly. Of course I'm going to...
Multitask.
Exactly.
I'm like, we're multitasking. If we're girls. Of course we're going to multitask.
Absolutely.
I mean, at least you're laughing, you know? It's a funny thing. I love it.
Yeah,
happens.
We've definitely like had New Girl or The Office on, and it like it'd be that one funny part in the episode, and you both know it, and so you both
gotta
appreciate what's happening,
acknowledge what's going on,
yes.
And you know the laughing during sex I think is so fun. There's a lot of times where we're just both like, oh my god, we're in a giggly mood,
uh-huh,
and it's just
uh-huh.
like you have to stop and laugh because you're just like
that's authentic
in a giggly
sex.
Mood. It truly is.
Who are these? Well, I mean. Maybe some of these girlies,
right.
but not me. I'm like,
right.
Who has just completely great uninterrupted sex from like beginning to end without an animal, a child,
right.
a TV show,
a fart,
falling off the bed, you
right.
know, couldn't be me. Yeah.
Yeah. Breaking frames, you know, picture frames.
Which speaking of, this girl said we had a really old bed frame and it broke, like laying on the floor broke.
No. Oh,
you
man.
Know, again.
Putting in the work. That's what we should take from this. Is
absolutely.
That the girlies in the Say What community put in the work.
Yes.
You guys
I love
are
to hear
some
it,
good
honestly.
Sex. Yeah, it's really encouraging, honestly.
Sorry about your bed.
Yes.
So sorry. You know, I hope you found a new one on Facebook Market.
But honestly, you should be proud of yourself.
You
like,
really
that's
should.
A feat.
Yeah.
That is a feat.
And hey, you know, maybe this is a word of wisdom to some girlies out there who would really like a new bed frame.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what to do.
You know what to do. Yeah. This is how you can get your new one.
Yeah.
If your husband's been like, no, we do not need it. You're like, bet. And then he'd like that.
Yep. Yep. I'm just going to leave that there.
Just going to leave that there. You never know what you're going to get from the podcast. You never know what tips you're going to get.
All words of wisdom.
Right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. This one is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
I had NuvaRing, which is a form of birth control.
We love NuvaRing.
It is just literally a ring. So we've both been on it. Yep. It's literally a ring. She
that's
said
inserted
that's in inserted the, in the into vagina. Your vagina.
Yes.
On our honeymoon, he pulled it out and it was dangling on his penis. I would be mortified.
You know,
not it.
Just a fun new accessory.
Not the honeymoon though. The honeymoon vibes. The penis literally pulling out the ring. That is some. That's some.
That never happened to me. But I can't say I'm surprised. I feel like I could see it.
Definitely. There were definitely times I'd ask Tom. He's like, I can feel it, but I'm like, okay, it's not going to come out.
Yeah.
But yes, it did come out. Okay, so NuvaRing girls, be cautious.
Yes.
Be cautious.
I feel like I know some girlies who have taken it out during sex.
Yes, you can do that. Yeah,
which I just never did because I was extremely paranoid.
Right. Oh, extremely. Yeah.
But, you know, you can do that. But yes. Wow, what a memorable experience.
Yes. What truly a great memorable.
Story. Yeah.
Truly memorable.
Let's see. I was nervous about having sex, so when I was making my sexy playlist, I added the song Belly Button from VeggieTales to the playlist.
What?
Bold move. Bold move. This is a multiple parter, by the way.
Oh my God.
It came on twice.
Good.
While we were doing it. I didn't know how long this playlist was and how long this activity continued.
Wow.
So it came on twice, which honestly broke some of the frustration of figuring it out. Hey, that's great.
I love that. Yeah.
I took it off the playlist after a few days. A few months later, my husband said, put something sexy on. And I put that song on as a joke, but then turned it off. And he goes, wait, no, leave it on. So we're having sex to the Belly Button song. And then the rap part came on and we lost it. I had to turn it off because we were laughing so much we couldn't focus. Definitely recommend adding a funny song to your sexy playlist when you first get married.
That's the best
iconic
tip I've ever heard in my life. Add a funny song to your sexy playlist and just break the ice.
I just need to also know what was the initial reaction the very first time it came on, the first time you were having sex.
Yes.
Like, did he just like take it in stride?
Right. Was he
and
like,
just like
okay,
power through
it.
Or like
right.
was he confused?
This is the best
that's
thing
fantastic.
I've ever heard. Yes. The belly
button
song.
I also am like trying to remember.
I'm trying to remember.
I know
it.
I know this song.
Yes. Because we're VeggieTales girls.
We
like,
are.
Of course we know the song. But what
I feel
is it?
Like.
It's like. I can't think
I'm thinking
of, what
of
it is.
So many other VeggieTales songs, but I can't think of the belly button. We're going to have to listen to it after this because.
That's too good though.
Actually, maybe we don't need to listen to it because then I'm going to think about that.
When
opportune moments.
Right. My favorite part is, wait, put that back on. Like, it's put that back on for me. Like
that. You know, he obviously associated some good memories with that
you
song.
You truly
so.
Need it. That does remind me. Have I told the Under the Covers Country story on here before?
I don't think so.
Thomas and I were very early married and I think we were like, I remember us being in the living room and Thomas was like we were trying to be funny on purpose. Was it funny on purpose or maybe not? Maybe we were trying to be sexy. I think initially it was
trying
sexy.
To be sexy.
That's right. And Thomas was like, hey,
I say like I was,
yeah, I was there.
I just remember us originally talking about this
back
in the day.
She was like, hey, Alexa, we had Alexa. He was like, Alexa, put on some sexy music. I think he was being serious. And Alexa goes, putting on Under the Covers Country. And it was just like the most not sexy thing I've ever heard. And it was just so funny. Cause like that's, she's right. Like you just need some like funny music to like to help break the ice, you know, Under the Covers Country. I didn't even know that was a thing, but it was not sexy. And we talk about that all the time. It was quite funny.
I do love that tip though of, you know, when you first get married, adding a funny song to the sexy playlist, you know, just like break the ice a little bit.
It really
get you out
does.
Of your head.
Yeah. Cause you can get in your head a lot when you're really first like trying to have sex and like just learning how, I mean, it's a skill. So you're trying to figure it out and try to figure out the best ways and positions stuff. It's good to have that like
also
break
might
up.
Like give a good opportunity to like communicate a little bit and switch things up. If you're like,
not
I'm
liking this.
In the middle of this and I don't know how to like break through what we're currently doing. Hey,
hit
you know,
belly button.
There you go.
On your phone.
There you
like,
go.
Excuse me, babe. 1 second. Belly button. Now
also
I'm ready.
I feel like, you know, that could like come across as like, oh, maybe it's going to be a sexy song. Like,
right.
Oh, play the belly button song.
Because I was like, belly button. Ooh,
then
what is this?
Not.
No, it's VeggieTales. I wonder if whoever wrote the belly button song, who like the VeggieTales people ever thought it would end up on a sex playlist.
You know, I'm going to go with probably not.
You know, Spotify tells you like when your songs are added to other playlists. So
fantastic.
Somebody got an email that says, belly button has added to, been added to sex playlist.
That just reminded me of this. I did receive some wisdom from a friend before I got married. Sheree, shout out Sheree.
Yes.
She did tell me, because I'm not sure if it's still this way, but on Spotify, it used to be if you had like a public profile or whatever, people that you were like friends with or following on Spotify could see what you were actively listening to.
I think it is still a thing. Yeah.
Okay, unless it was like a private session or something. Okay, so that's still a good tip.
Yes.
And she told me, she's like, make sure, you know, if you're going to play some music during sexy time and potentially play a sexy playlist or some sexy music, make sure that it's a private listening session.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, people are going to actively see
what you're listening to
and they're going to know.
They're going to know. Yeah,
and
we don't need anybody to know.
No, we don't need anybody to know.
So, pro tip, private session. Private session on Spotify.
Oh, man.
That's too good. This is my last one.
Okay, yes.
There was a shelf above the bed that my husband held onto, and a letterboard on the shelf fell onto my head. Big bump for days.
Oh, no.
Again, you guys are really
going after it.
The injuries.
Honestly,
the bump on your head. I'm so sorry.
Just the letterboard, not the whole shelf, but still.
Yes. Also, like, that's pretty bold to hold onto a shelf. Like,
that really
I would
is.
Not trust the shelf. Like, I don't know. I do trust my husband's, like, you know, carpentry work. Like, I say that as if he's ever built a shelf. And actually, He has built shelves.
That's the best part of the story. He has built multiple shelves.
He's built so many shelves, actually.
Of all the things, that's
more
like
more shelves
the
than
most
anybody
thing he's
in
built.
This room has built. So I don't really know why I was doubting him. But I just wouldn't trust it. I'm just being honest.
No.
I would not trust it.
Wow. Wasn't there like a story before when you did this, like a sword fell off the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, a sword.
You guys got to be careful with what you're hanging above your bed.
It's so true. I don't really know why a sword would be above your head, if we're being so
true.
Honest.
Yeah.
But
shelf makes a lot more sense. But
yes, shelf makes much more sense. Maybe not use a shelf next time.
Yes.
So sorry about your bump on your head, though.
Yeah.
I hope nobody asked you about it.
Honestly,
if they did, I hope you lied.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what creative cover-up you came up with.
Yes. One thing I did think was funny when I had my burn on my forehead last week was that it absolutely looked like a burn. Like, it did not look in any way like a hickey, because I was like, people are not going to believe me. But it would have been a really random spot to have a hickey,
absolutely.
Like, on my forehead.
Yes.
But I didn't have to lie. It truly was a burn. Anyway, side note for you.
Love
it. It magically went away, like, overnight. I don't really know how it happened. I guess the Lord just blessed me. It was gone by Easter.
You know,
very thankful.
You know, Conrad, my baby, was really enjoying staring at that burn.
He was.
On Aunt Ann's forehead.
Quite offended, actually.
You know when, like, maybe you have a zit on your face and you can tell if someone's not making eye contact, they're like
looking at your chin
or like looking at your forehead, like where the zit is.
Uh-huh.
He was absolutely doing that.
He was 100% just staring at this the entire time. But I was like, Conrad, stop looking at my. I know it's there. I'm just kidding. He could never offend me. He's perfect. But it was It was very funny.
Okay, I've got a few more.
Okay, yay.
All right, let's see. Okay, hey, love this. All right, we were trying O-Nut for the first time.
Ooh.
And once we put it on him, my husband said his penis was ready to float down the river.
Stop.
We just cracked up laughing.
Not the floating down the river.
Not the floating.
Not
do you want
to
give us some context for the O-Nut?
The O-Nut is great if you are experiencing pain with depth during sex. So if, like, your partner goes in too deep, or his penis is too large, he just, like, goes in too deep, and that hurts you. The O-Nut is great because it, like, creates some separation so he can't go as far in. It's also really great if you have, like, a scratch or something down there that's, like, irritated. This can help not be so irritated, just because it's like a silicone thing. So it's really great to help with painful sex. They actually just came out with a new product.
Oh,
but
nice.
I have not don't have it yet, and I think I want to get it just to see how good it is for the girlies. But we love O-Nut, and that
yes.
And it's a ring that you, like, put on.
It does
the penis.
Look like a little
like a floaty,
and then, yeah, a
it
little
like
inflatable floaty.
Yeah, it looks like an inflatable. Like, it is round and silicone. It just looks like an inflatable.
That is fantastic.
So just going to float down the river.
Float down the river. I love that.
Almost made her really. I know this is a sex podcast, but almost took it floating down to a different place. Anyways, let's read the next one.
On to the next one.
On to the next.
All right, dog licked my face, scared me so bad, I tightly hugged my husband and screamed. We laughed, sex was over.
At that point.
Understandable.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get back to that?
Yeah.
The dog licks your face, you're not ready for that, and all of a sudden you're like, my husband's behind me, how is something licking my face? Like,
absolutely.
How is that happening?
Honestly,
you're
nothing more terrified if you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, I get it. I tightly held my husband and sex was over. Like, I get
understandable.
It. Relatable.
This person said, heard another couple having sex in the hotel room next to us.
Mm.
Honestly, nothing more awkward.
Nothing more awkward. And then
and
you,
I feel
like
we've
go see them at breakfast
this.
The next morning,
uh-huh.
And it's like, I know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I need to know, like, did you know them and
right.
You heard them? Or was it just, like, a random couple?
Yeah.
Because that... Yeah. That makes a big difference.
It truly does. It truly does. It's always like, know what you're doing. I just don't understand. Like, you're in public. Like, why are you being loud? Also,
yes, you know, have a little bit of consideration, but yeah. Also, why are they arranging the hotel rooms that like two rooms back to back have like the beds on the same wall? That is just really a design flaw.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they need to think about people and what they're doing in hotels
for sure.
Think about the people
for sure. Okay, let's end on a high note. Something no one's mentioned yet. Queefs. OMG. Never happened to me until like a couple months ago, and it killed the mood.
That's so true. I understand
how that would be shocking.
I can understand how you're in the middle of the moment. It's hot. It's sexy. It's so good because you guys are clearly those kind of people, which absolutely. I love. And a queef. And you're like, oh, what is that? Yep. What was that sound?
Terrifying.
Where did that come from? It just shocks everyone in the room.
Something that's truly never shown in the movies.
No. You know? Never.
Nothing can prepare you until it happens to you.
Nope. And then you're like, oh my gosh, did not know my body could make that sound.
Yes.
Yeah. There's nothing more shocking.
You know, just really fun things we find out we're capable or incapable of during sex.
It's too good. Too good. Well, this was a fun episode.
Yes.
I love reading these stories.
You guys have such amazing and interesting experiences.
You really do. And it just makes me love this community so much more. Like, it's great. We're just so fun.
Also want to shout out all the girlies for the very creative uses of emojis. Ooh, in all these messages, because I understand you have a little text box. You got to communicate your point with as few words as possible.
Yep.
Very creative with all of the emoji usage.
There we go.
Yes.
I love it. I love that I have now figured out Google Forms to where it can be even more anonymous.
Yes.
And I've been getting a lot more responses because of the Google Forms.
Love that.
So shout out to you guys.
Shout out to anonymity.
Yes. Yeah. I was a little bit scared, not going to lie. I was like, if anybody says anything mean on this, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not done, but I'm strong. But I was just like a little scared. I was like, I don't want anybody to be mean. So if you're hearing, listening to this and you're thinking about being mean, don't be mean.
Don't do it. Yes. Anonymity is not an excuse to be mean.
It is not.
If you want to say it to their face, don't say it at all.
Think about what Jesus would think about you writing that answer or writing that in.
He would not be happy. Maybe not when you're writing in your sex answers. Maybe,
no.
Don't think about Jesus then. Jesus during
that. It's fine. Oh my gosh. This is just one quick thing. Speaking of Jesus, this podcast I was listening to this week said this.
So interested to hear where this is going.
She saw a meme that said, imagine if you only knew Jesus through in a professional manner. And it was like a meme. It was like your husband's like, or the husband comes up to the wife and is like, babe, our carpenter was crucified. Like, if you didn't know him as anything other than that, and one day you find out that your person who was your carpenter was crucified, that
not the
really
carpenter.
Got me. Yeah, I'm like, if you only knew him in a professional sense. That is really funny, because he did have a job. He was a carpenter.
Absolutely, so absolutely.
Like, what if your husband's just like, babe,
who's gonna make
our
your
carpenter is crucified.
Chairs from now on.
I know.
Do they have,
my
chairs.
Husband,
there
because apparently he's a carpenter.
That's absolutely.
Bring it back around.
Yep.
Man. Okay.
Love
thank
that.
You guys so much for listening to this episode. Thank you, Caroline, for being here.
Yes,
this was so
thanks
fun.
Thanks for having me.
And we will talk soon. Bye.